This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, hello. I am back once again hosting the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome. As Robert is traveling, I, Joni Abbott, host of Homegrown Health Podcast, I'm going to take over and we're going to womanfy this podcast for just a little bit while Robert is gone. As I said in my post at Homegrown Health on Facebook, when Robert's away, Homegrown Health's going to play and we're going to probably say vagina 3 or 4 times. I can hear my ladies laughing. Lily, Michelle, thank you so much for encouraging me to talk about the things we talked about at the Trinity Conference here on Robert's show today. So I wanted to make sure I gave them a shout out and filled you in on some of the things we learned in my microbiome presentation. Now, if you didn't catch the broadcast that Robert and I did from Trinity Conference, you can go back and listen in the archives, or you can just keep it right here, right now, and I'm going to share a piece of information with you that you probably didn't know about the word vagina. I know, Joni, oh my gosh, we're not even 2 minutes into the show and you're already saying that name. I am, because it's so important for us to realize the taboo behind our organs, especially women. The history behind the word vagina is such, I had to put it in my presentation because we didn't even get a word for it until the 1680s. And did you know that it wasn't until 1994 that pharmaceuticals were even tested in women? It was assumed that they would have the same effect in a woman's body as they would a man's body. This is some really serious, hard-hitting, gut-check stuff here. It's history. It's information. And I hope that you take it to heart, and I hope that it impacts you in the same way that it impacted me and those who were in the audience at Trinity Conference, September 22nd, at my talk. So I was talking about and presenting about the vaginal microbiome. And, you know, I want to take the word vagina back, and we need to change it to something else. And the girls and I were talking afterwards. This is Lily and Michelle Cotterman and my daughter and some friends that I had there. And even Robert. I mean, you know, when I say the girls, I don't necessarily mean to exclude Robert, because he was there for all of it. Bless his heart. Love you, Robert. And so we kind of came up with the word vaginous. We really like that word a lot, vaginous. And I'm just so super happy I've managed to sneak all of this in the first 5 minutes of the show. The history behind the word vagina is really kind of crazy. There were lots of misconceptions, of course, early on, before we got our name, about what it was, how it worked, how it operated. Some of the history I read was that one of the practitioners in the maybe 1100s, he would give potpourri offerings to the very mad uterus. on the inside. He was convinced something was angry and trapped inside of the uterus, and he would just have a woman lay there, and he would give up potpourri offerings to try to calm it down. Now, I mean, that sounds like an early yoni steaming session, if there ever were one. I know they did that in early history. I don't even know what year at this moment. But I know that yoni steaming is definitely a part of health and healing in our bodies, and I'm definitely not new to them. I do them frequently and really have noticed a difference with my cycles and in how I feel, and it always just feels really good to give your body attention and to pay attention to your whole body and to really honor the sacredness of your vagina, your uterus, your fallopian tubes, your cervix, just all of your lower chakra areas. Super important to make sure for your own emotional, mental, physical health that you are tending to those parts of your body as well. And in the early history of the word vagina, I didn't realize that the actual definition of the word meant the sheath that holds a man's sword. That's it. That's what it means. The sheath that holds a man's sword. And you have to think for a moment and understand that clearly that was the name that a man has given our body part, our most sacred place and space from which life comes forth, is and was only named after that. Now, thankfully, we are in a much deeper space of understanding all of the beautiful and wonderful things that our bodies can do and that our bodies are capable of. And because that word means what it means, that's what makes me want to call it a vaginius. I don't know if you've ever seen Madge the Vag episodes on Facebook, but please, I highly encourage you to laugh a little while you're going to learn, because she is fabulous. It's a production of Scary Mommy. If you follow any of those blogs, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, then, you know, I can't suggest it enough. She's witty. She's funny. She's beautiful in the way that she manages to very creatively help women understand their bodies even more. So I'm going to give Madge the Vag a big shout out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Something else that I learned, some history on how it is that we came to explore our human bodies as our women bodies. That came at the price of 3 African American women who were enslaved during the mid 1800s. I did not even know the history. I know that OBGYNs are surgeons, and I didn't know the history of the first guy who was more or less said to be the father of the OBGYN movement. He was a young doctor from Alabama. And what he did was discover what was on the inside and discovered that you can perform surgeries on a uterus and that you can sew up a uterus. And while we all benefit now from the knowledge that was first found there, Lucy and Betsy and Anarka were the names of the 3 African American women who endured surgery after surgery after surgery without anesthesia for a period of 17 to 30 years. I cannot talk about the history of our vaginas without including these women in anything that I say from here on out. I talked about it in my presentation, and they will forever, all 3, still be remembered by me and anyone who's within the sound of my voice for that reason. We now know what we know because of these 3 women who didn't get a chance to say no, who didn't get a chance to say me too, who didn't get a chance to turn the surgeries down, who didn't get anything kind or humane. they didn't even get anesthesia. So I am in gratitude for what it is that we do know, the sacrifice that they made for us. I'm in deep gratitude for that, and I want you to know the history that's behind it. It's, you know, it's so barbaric, and yet we do understand it now, and because of these procedures, you know, miracles have happened. You know, lives have been saved. We get that. We understand that. I just wish that it could have been different for those three women and other women who have endured levels of abuse like that. So I wanted to throw that in there so you have a very clear understanding of how we got the history behind the procedures that are still used to this day and the history of the word. I know it got serious pretty quickly here and took a deep turn, but that is all part of the ins and the outs of our vaginas. And I really want to empower you with knowledge, history, and education, so you might think differently about it now moving forth. You might have a different perspective moving forth about the powerful organs that you have in your body that are life-giving, life-changing, and that bring life to the whole world. So in my moment of honoring that space, I have to honor the next space, which are the commercial breaks that we have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More to come when we return. Thanks so much for hanging in there and sticking with me. We'll be right back.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ding, ding, ding. Our favorite, Representative John Dingo Dingle, Democrat, Michigan. Now, let me ask you this question, Dingle. Since when does the force of government perhaps encourage anything? Right? The language is great. We'll perhaps encourage them. When does government perhaps encourage anything? They bring out the big guns. They don't encourage. They force. They mandate. And where is the Republican response in support of free markets and genuine competition? Seems like the two main parties no longer believe in freedom when it comes to the care of your health.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
You know, it's now the de facto role of the feds to feed, clothe, and medicate us so that freedom is defined by them to mean anything but that which it originally meant. And what about federal involvement in drug safety? Oh, dare I bring that up, considering the track record for FDA approval?
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's bring back Ephedra right now and tell Dingle to take a flying leap off a pill bottle rolling down the steps of Capitol Hill.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So I was asking my kiddos, because I put it out there in the land of Facebook, I'm hosting the Robert Scott Bell Show, what should I do for the show today? What should I talk about? And my homegrown health kiddo said this.
You not only do you need to keep yourself happy and healthy, but your kids happy and healthy, and your mindset happy and healthy.
Yeah, and what should we do? What should I talk about tomorrow? What else did you say?
I said that, like, for instance, it's like you gotta eat healthy food, and you gotta take probiotics, and to keep yourself healthy, and you also need to get the right amount of sleep to keep yourself healthy. But for mindset, just setting aside like 5 to 10 minutes to just have some you time and...
Only 5 to 10 minutes?
Well, you can have more, but like at least 5 to 10 minutes where you just honor yourself and your body and you just take note of what's happening around you and just soak it in, but also let out bad stuff, but soak in the good stuff. You can even put on maybe a song or like put rocks around your ear. Just feel comfortable and have some you time to keep your mindset healthy and just try not to argue and, you know, find like ways to, if you get in an argument, like to cope yourself. Like in school, I learned bounce, B, breathe, O, own your space, U, something, I don't remember what that was, but then N, new position, C, chin up, and then E, something. Oh, and U was use good words. Mm-hmm. And then E was like something or exit quickly, and that can help you if you're in an argument, or just find coping ways that help you, whether it's breathing or counting or whatever helps you stay in a healthy mindset.
I like the idea of bounce. And you know, movement, actual bouncing, jumping up and down, that can help move energy also.
Yeah, sometimes
when I... overthinking and using your voice and lowering that energy out of the upper chakras down into an embodied experience. And so bouncing or standing there, bouncing or jumping a little up and down might even be helpful. And, you know, I have to tell you how awesome this kiddo is right now. I slept wrong. I had company over the weekend, a wonderful, wonderful guest. She's going to be on Homegrown Health, Dr. Michelle Roberts. She's going to be on Homegrown Health this Wednesday's edition of the show. So if you haven't subscribed yet, head over to iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud in order to subscribe to the podcast. And so she was here, and we were up so, so late over the weekend, which was wonderful, and had the best talks. And I slept all weird on the couch. And so my youngest is not only filling us and filling our hearts with such wisdom from a young kiddo, but she's also rubbing my neck while we're recording this little segment. So thank you. I appreciate you being on the show with me.
I appreciate you.
Okay. So do you remember what we say when we talk about Robert's show?
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's my part. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you remember what he says? You know how at Homegrown Health I say, where you're encouraged and empowered to take charge of your health and healing all from home. Robert says the power to heal.
The power to heal your body?
No, the power to heal is yours.
Oh, I forgot.
That's okay. We'll remind
power
each other.
Here is yours.
The power to hear is yours, but also the power to heal.
That's what I meant.
The power to heal is yours. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kiddo wisdom is some of the best wisdom, and sometimes we have to allow our kiddos to share what it is that they really do know, because they are very innocent and they come from such a beautiful place of not being able to really learn how to fake it yet. You know, the older we get, the more we can allow society to weigh us down, and conformity can be an issue, but not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and as much as possible, not in my home. But we have definite boundaries when it comes to that, and it's my deepest joy to hear now my children saying and learning and doing and understanding that not only the power to heal is theirs, but they know how, and they are learning the steps to natural health and embodied, empowered healing. So that made me really happy. Thanks so much for joining me today.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael strengthened to a Category 3 storm over the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday. The storm is expected to hit Florida's Panhandle, sometime Tuesday. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham on what scares him about this storm.
Yeah, a couple things here. So it's going to be a wind event for sure. But at the same time, you still have this heavy rain. But there's something else I'm really worried about here when you look at this storm. This is a very vulnerable part of the Gulf of Mexico when it comes to the storm surge. And if you look at the shape of the coast, you get these little areas that are shaped like that. The water just gets trapped and it can't go anywhere. So the water piles up. And the other part is right along the coast is very shallow. So what happens is that water piles up really quick. 8 to 12 feet of inundation is just absolutely staggering.
A teenager in Oregon is suing McDonald's over hot water being served at an unreasonably dangerous temperature. The teen is suing for $1.6 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your host, Joni Abbott, from Homegrown Health Podcast, where you can listen on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm so glad Robert called me and asked me to fill in today, because I want to bring you up to speed on eSure. Now, I've covered this on the show before, the Bleeding Edge documentary. It's out on Netflix right now. And a dear friend of mine, Amanda Dykeman, has kept me in the loop all these years in the fight for making sure that eSure is not only pulled off of the market, other countries were banning it, and helping the health of women internationally avoid the health effects, death, cancers, and issues that they have all experienced as a result of this medical device. And I'm going to let her give us a little bit of background. Amanda Dykeman, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me, Joni. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I am so happy to talk to you again. Now, you were on my podcast several years ago when we met in person. You had already had a hysterectomy. A friend of mine from high school had reached out to me, and she had to undergo a hysterectomy. And we met at the hospital as a result of the eSure medical device that was implanted. Now, can you just give us a quick brief overview of what eSure is, what it did to women, and how it got banned?
eSure is two chain coils made up of a mixture of metals and polyester fibers. And they get implanted into the woman's fallopian tubes, and they're intended to create a chronic inflammatory response, which grows scar tissue around them and effectively deems the woman sterile.
It was supposed to be like a permanent birth control, right? Like that it was going to take place of, it's like almost like a permanent IUD that doesn't allow you to, or no, like a permanent, what would they call it? It's like a hysterectomy without a hysterectomy?
No.
Oh, it's like a tubal. That's what it was. It was supposed to be like a tubal ligation.
Yep, next to flight bread. It was supposed to be the non-invasive way to give women tubal ligation and sterilize women. It was marketed as no downtime, no side effects, no problems. Back to your life with your kids right away, and that was that.
And, in fact, it definitely changed your life, the lives of how many other women? How many claims now have there been legally from the effects of eSure that you can count?
There are now, according to Bayer's annual report, over 17,000 lawsuits filed across the country. And there are active cases filed in Canada. Australia is working on a class action lawsuit. And I know France, for sure, has a lawsuit. Spain has a lawsuit. So the 17,000 in the United States alone, added with the women all over the world, we've got them on their toes.
Right. Now, who was the manufacturer of eSure?
Originally, it was Conceptus Incorporated, and then Bayer bought it in 2013.
Oh, Bayer. You mean the people that just bought Monsanto?
Yes, those people. They're making wise decisions, wise purchasing decisions lately.
Correct. Wow. Okay. Seems like everything they're doing is a huge marketing liability right now, but that'll be their problem to take care of because, you know, everyone is thankfully waking up. Even in the non-GMO movement, we've got secret ingredients by our good friend here at the show, Jeffrey Smith, the founder of Institute for Responsible Technology. And you have a movie out, Amanda, and you're featured in this movie. And I can't wait to see it. I haven't seen it yet, and I want to host a screening in our area because Amanda lives with me here in the Quad Cities, Iowa, Illinois.
Yes. The Bleeding Edge was released on Netflix on July 27th of this year, so it's available right now. Anybody can go in and search it and find it. And ironically, on July 20th, just 1 week prior to its release, Bayer announced that they were withdrawing a share from the market in the United States. It was already discontinued elsewhere in the world, everywhere else, last year. So the United States was the last country in the world to ever carry a share, and it's supposed to be completely withdrawn by the end of this year.
Awesome, and I know that you had direct impact on making that happen, Amanda. I can't tell you how many times we've checked in with each other, and you were in Washington, D.C., lobbying for this and meeting with politicians and giving your congressional testimony on all of this and with what you've experienced.
Yes, and, you know, as you'll see in The Bleeding Edge, my advocacy no longer stands with just a sure. I have learned so much through this process and how the ways that medical devices are regulated and how much work is needed to make them safer for patients and how much awareness needs to be made. One device that the Bleeding Edge really focused on was the metal and metal hip implants. And he had it removed after he had a lot of side effects, symptoms he couldn't really explain, and come to find out he had higher levels of cobalt from these implants. And since the release of the film, I have heard from so many patients that have thought of loved ones, you know, that have these same symptoms and have their blood tested for these metals and found extremely abnormally high levels of cobalt in their blood. So to see the impact and the difference and how it's helping people, it's just humbling. You know, that's why we have done what we've done, why we stuck to our guns and continue to lobby Congress and continue to keep the conversation open with the FDA and fought to get Assure off the market, because we want to be that example, and we want other patient groups to kind of learn from what we've been through. And through the Bleeding Edge and in collaboration with them, we've created medicaldeviceproblems.com. And anyone that watches the film that wonders, you know, how to research a device or what they can do to help or take action, medicaldeviceproblems.com is the place to go.
Awesome. I knew that this was only going to be the beginning of a very long process in patient advocacy for you, because it literally consumed your life, as most of us, when we stumble upon these truths that we can never unlearn or unknow and don't want to, it takes over a portion of our lives and we can't unknow it, so then we just naturally start advocating for it. Amanda, I heard that Maria Shriver interviewed the filmmakers for The Bleeding Edge. What came of that today?
Oh my gosh, I was so impressed with the questions that she had for the directors, and she said that she sat down and watched the film with her daughter. And, you know, just really was impressed with what we had done, speaking to Assure in particular. She was just impressed with what we have done. And, she said that, you know, she recommended our nonprofit, Ashes Nonprofit and medicaldeviceproblems.com. She gave a little shout out to us that way. And then they talked about the rest of the devices featured in the film and how they were regulated. It was very humbling.
That is, that's really something that now it's catching so much attention, and Netflix is carrying it. And, you know, Netflix is not shy for having a wide range and wide variety of documentaries. So I'm so glad that this has turned out the way that it has. I know, too, in the past that I've seen Aaron Brockovich dabble in this eSure activism. What is her involvement still with this, or is she, did she get involved short term, or is she in this more long term?
No, we touched base. Her biggest role for me was in the beginning, how she explained what a class 3 medical device was and how it's regulated and how people that have been implanted by class 3 devices have a more difficult time seeking justice and the courts, because they have what's called preemption. And so after her explanation of, you know, the regulation around class 3 medical devices, we were inspired to lobby Congress to introduce the Medical Device Safety Act of 2000, which would essentially restore the rights of patients harmed by class 3 medical device, making it easier for them to navigate the court system.
Now, where is that in the process of being passed?
It's still sitting in, I believe, the Department of Energy and Commerce in Congress. There hasn't been much movement on it. We have found that their medical device trade association group such as AdvaMed has been actively lobbying against the Medical Device Safety Act, of course, because they enjoy that, the class 3 devices they have on the market have that preemption, and they can use that in the court, and in some cases get cases thrown out because of the way the federal laws and the state laws work parallel. I don't know. It's a very complicated thing, but I know the industry is actively lobbying against it, and billions and billions of dollars. We're a grassroots, nonprofit organization. We're David and Goliath. We're a classic David and Goliath case, and we're up against billions of dollars of industry money, and, any donation we can get is much appreciated because that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to continue to go to Congress. We're going to continue to meet with the FDA. We're going to continue to fight for fairness for people that have been harmed by medical devices.
Amanda, you amaze me. I'm so blessed to have met you and to be able to call you friend. I mean, we knew it was kind of an instant friendship when we met, and you just have done so much to help others, and I appreciate you and your time today on the Robert Scott Bell Show for keeping us updated. So give me the websites one more time and the name of the documentary.
It's The Bleeding Edge, streaming now on Netflix, and the website to go to take action is medicaldeviceproblems.com.
Thank you so much, Amanda, for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show with me today. You can catch Amanda advocating for so many things. I simply follow her on Facebook. You can find her, Amanda Dykeman, and make sure you're clicking like on the Bleeding Edge documentary Facebook pages, Instagram pages, social media outlets everywhere. And just know that social media has helped change and fuel these campaigns. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate youth. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to The Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott, host of Homegrown Health. I have a new episode out every Wednesday, and you can follow my podcast where you're encouraged to take charge of your health and healing all from home, just like you're encouraged to realize the power to heal is yours right here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Ending the show on this note, lycopene from tomatoes directly impacts gingivitis and periodontal disease. Now, I saw this running around on Facebook. I had to watch the whole video, and I watched it at nutritionfacts.org, and I started following them on Facebook. What they present there in that, all the studies that they present is amazing. Now, Dr. Veronique Desaunier, some of you may know her as the breast cancer conqueror. She's been on my show several times since it started in 2012 for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which, by the way, it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so you can actually follow her, breastcancerconqueror.com. Make sure you follow Dr. V, as we call her. She is a wealth of knowledge and information, and something she was posting I saw on Instagram struck a nerve with me, and it was talking about dental health being directly related to your physical health and overall health. Most of us, again, in the Western world, don't really connect the fact that things that we have going on inside of our mouth, the presence of gingivitis or periodontal disease, that it slows down our metabolic function, contributes to metabolic disease and poor gut health, which inflames the rest of our body and affects the rest of our overall health as well. If you have poor mouth health, why is that? You want to consider, from a microbiome perspective, the bacteria that are taking up residence in your mouth. And remember that your entire GI tract starts in your mouth, in the back of your mouth. It's its own internal plumbing ecosystem that runs through the back of your mouth all the way down through your stomach, all of your small intestine, large intestine, colon, and then out through the planet Uranus, as Robert likes to call it. So we have a lot of room for the internal plumbing system that is our gut microbiome and for the diversity of microbes to inhabit that. And our dental health is directly related as a result. And the study, the many studies that they quote, but this final study at nutritionfacts.org, best food for periodontal disease and gingivitis is the lycopene in tomatoes. Why? Because they are actually food for the microbiome, which helps thrive and helps your teeth and your mouth. But it starts by putting it into your mouth. But tomatoes, I get confused because food has become so difficult. The first thing I think of is the plant paradox, where it teaches you to avoid tomatoes. And there are so many books out there on health and healing, and yet we're still learning about all of the fabulous compounds in food, just even one tomato a day, of how it can improve gingivitis and periodontal disease. So head on over to nutritionfacts.org on Facebook, and you can look for that video and watch it yourself. He shares all of the studies where they learned about supplementation with lycopene having a direct effect on gingivitis and the sequence of inflamed gingival tissues in your mouth. And that's it. That's too good not to share with you. Too good about tomatoes today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Make sure that you're following us on Facebook, on Instagram, at AskRSB, on Twitter, and everywhere you find social media. I just going to end the last minute here of the show saying how much Robert means to me and what a beautiful family those here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, including Robert, has been. I have just adored being able to do radio with him since 2011. I mean, it's been 7 years, and I'm looking forward to so many more episodes with you and so much more time at conferences with him, with Super Don, with Echo Water, with Sovereign Silver, and Canavest, all of them. So please make sure that you're supporting the businesses that help support us, that help support you, that bring you true sovereignty and the power to heal your body. And I'm going to leave on that note today. I'm Joni Abbott, host of Homegrown Health, with a new episode tomorrow. Remember that the power to heal is absolutely, most definitely yours. Thanks so much for listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.